Message number 174. Climatic chaos will now be experienced by a number of countries. My father is angry. Thursday, August 25, 2011 at 20:00. My dearly beloved, call on all my prayer warriors to pray for the others. They include the non-believers and those ensnared in violence and hatred. They wander desperately trying to find love and peace in their lives and find it impossible. You must pray hard for these, because without your prayers they will plunge into the fires of hell. Do not let this happen. If they can just be encouraged to walk a little towards me and be prepared to listen to my words, they will be given the graces so that I can take them in my arms. My daughter, the world must now sit and heed me. Very soon they will witness a series of earthquakes and floods. Chaos will be experienced in a number of countries through climatic catastrophes. These are the punishments cast down by my father on mankind. Sin will be punished, my daughter, and those countries which are guilty of promoting abortion will not escape the hand of my father as it will fall. Prayer has averted many such acts of punishment, yet man continues to sin and offend my father with vile and disgusting acts by man against man, including innocent children in the womb. I urge you to pray now for my children in the countries which will not escape this punishment. My father is angry. He will no longer sit back and watch as man destroys mankind. The earth would implode if man is not stopped. He, my beloved father, will withhold much of this punishment until after the warning. After that, despite man's conversion thereafter, man will still continue to turn back to sin. Punishments meted out are to show man how harsh my father can be. He loves all his children, but he created this world and man will simply not be allowed to destroy it. Pray now, my children, for all your brothers and sisters. Jesus Christ, King of mankind.